Take a trip out to Wampler's Lake here. And Tom Knutson joins us. Knutson's Recreational Sales and Service. And Tom, you back open?
Yeah, we are. We're, you know, the retail store's been open a week ago last Wednesday. I opened up the doors. We're, you know, obviously doing everything, you know, by the books, social distancing. You got to have a mask. We're maximum five people in the store at a time. The aisles I have blocked off on the back end. You can only go one person per aisle, that type of thing. So we're doing our part to keep everybody safe and still get people, you know, the best service we can under these situations.
Just feels good to have the doors unlocked, doesn't it?
Well, you know, to be more efficient. I mean, we were doing the curbside. We'd done that after the first week of the shutdown. We opened up the curbside on the second week, and it had gotten so cumbersome to be able to do so because we were busy enough and people were waiting so long to get, you know, to get serviced in the parking lot, you know, with the phones and stuff like that. It's just not a very efficient way to handle your customer in any way, shape, or form. And I give our customers a lot of credit for hanging in there with us while we did that. And then, as things lightened up and you could see that the curve was bending, we made the choice to take it a little bit further. And so far it's working, I think, really well. We've had a couple days where we had long lines out in the driveway, because of the fact that, you know, five in the store at a time. And we eliminate 10 minutes per person in the store. So, you know, it's timely for everybody. Everybody's being really pretty good about it. But we had a couple days where we had some longer lines. But people are very patient. They understand that, we could be doing it curbside or not doing it at all. So they're working with us.
Yeah, and it may, I don't know, do you figure this could be the new norm, or certainly it's going to be a while, right?
Oh, I don't think it's going to be the new norm, not even close. People have very short memories. I'm sure we're going to remember this longer than most things, but I'm going to bet by the time we get to July that we will be mostly back to a normal functioning society, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm being naive, but... the people are getting very restless, very, very, very restless. I think, we'll see some normalcy probably by July, be my guess.
So how do you think the seasons will be affected for you guys?
Oh, obviously, it's really we had the bad winter to start with, no ice. So that affected, our business to start with. And then now we have a prolonged cold spring, which, seems to be more normal than not normal anymore. So that would have affected us anyway. So it's hard to tell right at this moment, which is which. Obviously, you're not the same as what you were if you could run full steam and you could do some advertising in different ways and stuff to make up for downtrends, but as of right now, we're steady and holding okay at this point, and hopefully that we're going to see some sunshine, because every time the sun comes out, the people come out.
Yeah, I don't know, so we've seen a lot of fishing this spring, have we?
Well, we have. We have seen quite a bit of fishing. Obviously, when the economy is down, fishing always goes up.
Okay,
that's just a standard. It's always the time no money or money no time. That goes towards fishing. And right now there's plenty of time, and fishing is relatively inexpensive. We're right in the middle of our walleye runs down at Lake Erie and Lake. And Detroit River. That's why the boating deal was such a big, when it was shut off, that was such a big thorn in the side of people, because that was the best fishing time of the year, productive wise, and that was very, it just stuck in the sportsman's craw in the wrong way. So we're able to do those things, but since we've opened the boating, we've only had about 3 days of good weather to be able to do it. But those that fish in those time periods are doing excellent. The fishing has been excellent, and you know, license sales, I think, in the state of Michigan are down, but that should be for many different reasons. But in the South, I've been getting reports in the last week that, you know, states like Georgia, Tennessee, Texas, Arkansas, Alabama, their license sales are up about 60% over a year to year at this point.
Well, you know where I sit at. I thought I heard some gunshots yesterday out here.
I think you did, from what I've seen on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
I think you did. Oh no, you're not by the. You were in the radio station though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So turkey hunters were out. Yep. There's a few guys out doing turkey hunting.
Okay.
Trying to chase those down yet. That's been a very tough year. Again, the weather's really played a big factor in that. We just have not had more than two days, you know, 3 days of consistent weather to get those birds in a place where a hunter can pattern them. So it's very hard on a hunter to be able to get the bird. If they didn't get them early, they're struggling right now. But the beauty of it was is the state changed the rules this year so they can hunt for the full season, which means 6 weeks. So they're still. We've still got about 15, 18 days of turkey hunting available.
Any other rules that have changed, Tom, at all?
Well, you know, the biggest rule was that they opened it on a Saturday instead of a Monday. But, again, you know, with the virus, we couldn't take advantage of promoting that the way we really wanted to. You know, we were going to have a big contest this year, which we've never done for the turkeys. We're going to have an opening day just to push the promotion of the Saturday opener. But what the big thing was is that the state had never sold out of private land licenses in the southern Michigan, and this year they did because of the Saturday opener and opening it up for six weeks full through instead of 2 weeks at a time.
Interesting. Tom Knutson with us from Knutson's Recreational Sales Service out at Wampler's Lake. So somebody's coming out there, Tom, they'll probably get in, but maybe a line?
You know, this last weekend with the cooler temperatures, lines, there hasn't been a line. So when you get the warmer temperatures, yeah, you're going to find a line, especially if you're coming in around noon. It seems like noon to 3 o'clock seem to be the big push. For everybody, that must be when everybody's making their treks to do their chores in town. You know, coming in, moving at that point. Early, if you come in early, 8 o'clock, 8, 9, 10, tend to be no lines at all. And then as you go forward on the warmer days, they'll tend to start creeping up after 10, 11 o'clock, and then get really busy. We're only here till 5 o'clock Monday through Saturday, and 8 to 3 on Sundays right now. We'll be looking at expanding that maybe next weekend for the Memorial holiday, going to the 7 o'clock over the holiday, and then kind of reeling it back, trying to wait and see what the governor does as far as opening goes.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks, Tom. Thanks for the visit. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling, Greg. We appreciate everything you guys have done over there.
Take care. Tom Knutson, the latest from Wampler's Lake.